You guys ready for the best of speed jokes?
Hey.
That would be a yes. We tell jokes Monday through Thursday. You send them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we see which is the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a dog in a telegram office. John Williams will star as the clerk.
Well, I'd like to dictate a message.
Sure, go ahead.
Woof, 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 woof.
Well, that's only five words. You can send another woof for the same price.
An extra woof? That wouldn't make any sense at all.
You may recall we asked Dave Ennett to do one of the Northwestern games as a Labrador Retriever.
Yep.
He turned down our invitation to do that.
Aye.
Joke of the week number two. If my male child was being stubborn before a flight, could I check him in with my luggage? Or would I have to...
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
That was one of our musical jokes. Here's joke of the week number three. I saw a nice flock of cows today.
Herd of cows?
Of course I have, Mark. They go moo. Thank you very much, Mark Carmen. Here's joke of the week number four. My friend said that I make people uncomfortable by invading their space. It was a very hurtful thing to say and ruined our bath. Joke of the week number five.
John, how do you pick out your favorite light bulb?
Process of illumination. I had a bunch of malaprops this week. Here's joke of the week number six. I'm sick of my neighbor leaving his sprinklers running all the time. It's really irrigating. Here's joke of the week number seven. There's an old Egyptian saying, Mark, from a famous pharaoh. Couples who stay together often pass gas together.
Really? Who said that?
Tutankhamun.
He said tootin' on the radio.
Here's joke of the week number eight.
In the following scene, Mark Carmen will portray a son, and John Williams will star as his father.
You need to do more chores around the house.
Can we please change the subject?
Sure. More chores around the house need to be done by you. Here's joke of the week number nine. Doctor, whenever I sneeze, I have an orgasm.
What are you taking for it?
Black pepper. Who saw that one coming? Here's joke of the week number 10. Woman goes to the doctor, and he tells her she only has 6 months to live. She says, oh, no, what should I do? He says, marry an accountant. She says, why? He says, it'll seem longer. Hey, if you're an accountant, thank you for your service. I know you're up to your eyeballs right now, and some of you are doing my paperwork. Warren Winkler, I salute you, and to all of the accountants who do accounting. Winkler Accounting is my guy. Thank you, Warren. He's not a boring guy. I'm doing everything I can to get a good return here, aren't I?
Yeah, a little late, John.
Here's joke of the week number 11.
Hey, John, what's a Hindu?
Lays eggs. Right? Here's joke of the week number 12.
Hey, John, what's a bigamist?
Fog in Italy. Right? Joke of the week number 13. February has two of my favorite annual events, Groundhog Day and the State of the Union Address. One involves a meaningless ritual in which we... You know how this is going to end, don't you? One involves a meaningless ritual in which we ask a musty mammal for an unreliable prognostication with no basis in reality. The other involves a groundhog. Hey, we don't tell political jokes on this radio show. Joe Biden is not a musty mammal, but you get the idea. It's 10:44. One more speed joke. Go. Hey, Dave.
Yes,
I know
Jim.
You travel a lot, so I've got some good books for you to read on the road.
No, that's okay,
Here's
John.
Here's one, Dave. Mm-hmm. How about Handbook of Easy Exercises by Eileen and Bend Over? Or How to Keep Secrets by Isidore Shutt.
Okay, well, thank you, John.
Hey, Dave, I got more books for you to read. Mm-hmm. I Just Had a Feeling by Clairvoyant.
John, I really have enough now.
I got one more joke for you, Dave. The History of Rock and Roll by Tristan Shout.